Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. Today, we're going to be talking about how focusing on the small things can make a big difference to your well-being. This week's topic is gratitude. There's a great video by a YouTube channel called Kurzgesagt, and it describes how one of the most common traits in happy people is gratitude. The video talks about the benefits. An example of that is it supports the creation and retention of positive memories. And gratitude addresses that feeling of wanting and dissatisfaction. In the Buddhist tradition, desire is the root of all suffering. So when we're dissatisfied with our lives, it's because we're attached to the idea that something better is out there that we don't have. And one of the reasons social media is bad for our mental health is because it's feeds us a kind of a highlight reel of other people's lives and accomplishments, which tends to increase our desire and increase our unhappiness. And we can also get used to normal as well. So we get blind to the good things in our lives that are right in front of us. So you might look at gratitude as being the antidote to that sense of dissatisfaction. We can be grateful for the important things in our lives. For example, the people that we love, our health, and practicing being thankful works in the same way as our usual mindfulness practice. So training our minds with a guided meditation or stopping every so often during the day to notice what's going on. And it's in these moments that we can draw happiness from the world that's right in front of us. And it's also really important to take joy in the small things in our world as well as the big stuff. And this might be sitting down in a comfortable chair, walking in the park, or whenever you see a bird land in a garden. And if you train your awareness regularly, you can be more attuned to these small moments of happiness. But if you really want to kick it up a notch and get the happy juices flowing, you can practice mindful gratitude for the normal, the everyday, the mundane stuff that we really don't notice. And Thich Nhat Hanh illustrates this with the example of a toothache. So if you've ever had a toothache, you know how painful it is and how aware of it you are all the time. And you give anything just to go back to being normal again, the feeling of not having a toothache. So once you go to the dentist and get it sorted out, the relief is incredible and normal feels amazing again. And in mindfulness, we call that feeling our non-toothache, the enjoyment and gratitude for simply being alive. So you can feel this for your in-breath and out-breath. You can enjoy your posture. You can enjoy the feeling of your heart beating. And when you get into the practice of enjoying the small things and the normal things, that's what we call walking the path of happiness. And that's why in mindfulness we say there is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. So now we're going to do a gratitude meditation. So if you can think of three things to be grateful for, and I'll give you a moment before we start to think about it. So one important thing, like the people that you love. One small thing, like what you had for breakfast. And one normal everyday thing, like the rain on the window. Or if you look around you, it might be something in front of you. So I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell, and I'll do the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on our posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling it upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands in your lap, in a position that's comfortable for you. If you need to move during a guided meditation, that's fine. Moving your awareness to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair or the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow, it might be a happy thought about today, it could be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. aware of something important in my life, like the people I love. I breathe in, feeling gratitude. I breathe out. Important, gratitude. Aware of the small joys in my life, like my breakfast. I breathe in, feeling gratitude. I breathe out. Small joys, gratitude. aware of the everyday normal things in my life, like the sound of the rain I breathe in, feeling gratitude I breathe out. Everyday gratitude. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. And breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. Maybe happy, maybe peaceful, maybe healthy, and live long life.